appreciate this.
When we first started, it's like
Thursday night, we're learning Shar Yichud HaMaisa. We're like very interesting because we're talking about Chumras and deviating from the Mesorah of our Avos when it comes to doing Chumras. Is that coming from a good place or not a good place? So Chavav is saying it's coming from a good place. Okay, or you can assume it's coming from a good place at least. Well, you don't have to worry of the deviation per se, because it's really not a deviation, says the Chayyus HaVavus, because you make a Chumrah, because Chayyus HaVavus always made Chumras. Asus Yog LaTorah is a value, because you don't, as long as you don't think it's also Midyaraisa, but you realize it's a Syog, so then that's an everlasting value. So you are really not, you're really not straying from Derech Avosod, because they also made Siyogim, and maybe you need more Siyogim. So we talked about Mahadran buses. You could talk about it. No, it's very important, because if you get into a conversation about it, you don't want to say the wrong thing. According to the Chayyus HaLodos, you have to know. The very fact that it never was is not a point. That's what I'm getting out of the Chayyus HaLodos. You could talk about if it's a good idea, if it's not a good idea, if it's necessary, if it's not necessary, but just to say, you know, it was good enough for the Chazon Ish, you know, or whatever, it's not a point. Because you could make a siog, and every door makes siogim. I'm not talking about now, bugs is not a siog, that's damn terrible. If they're there, they're there. It's b'chal not even a kasha. If they're there, how did their Moshe drink it? So that's not Judaism. Judaism says, I don't care if I'm going to drink it or not. But if it's there, it's there. It's also, unless you tell me that there's a tzad that these bugs are mutter. So you see, your Moshe drank it, so he probably knew about them and said it was mutter. But nobody says the bugs are mutter. Moshe for sure didn't know about the bugs. So to say that he didn't know about them, and therefore it's mutter because Hashem would have not done that, that's not our religion. Does not we don't. That's not our. It's a different religion. It's not our religion.
But is it ever possible to say that so and so God will do this? Is Chumash saying never?
Only if you know that he was thereby making a ruling. If you say, are you allowed to eat milk and fish? And someone says, I saw the Chazon Ish eat a bagels, cream cheese, and lox sandwich. Okay. If he knew it was bagels, lox, and cream cheese, so that's a ruling. So you know he's ruling, it's mutter.
Doesn't that not matter, though, if the old Paschim, that it's not, I mean, what? If there was an Amora that chicken and milk. So the point is, we don't Paschim with the halacha, we don't hold that.
No, there's a mug in Avram, there's a shach, I mean.
No, what I'm saying is, you can't.
He asked the question.
Right, so
the answer is, if you know that Rav Moshe was aware, if you know that Rav Moshe just read through the newspaper article about how there's bugs in the water, and then he took a drink of water, so yeah, you can assume that was a ruling, maybe that if you don't see it with your naked eye, it's mutter, which happens to be true. The taina by the bugs in New York City is that you could see it with your naked eye. If you sit it down and you look at it, And you chop what that is, it's the bug. It could be seen with the naked eye. By the way, there are poskim that say it's mutter. I mean, I don't know. You have to ask them. Rabbi Belsky insists it's mutter.
But he says he's tight as you can't.
I don't know. I don't want to unjustly. I mean, all of my relatives that live in New York City have the strainers on the sink. What?
In Shabbos
they don't use it, right?
What's the main one?
What? In Shabbos they don't use it, but
they're holding it
also in Shabbos. Yeah. But how much water can you drink in Shabbos? You know, so you buy water for Shabbos. But everybody in New York City, like, and all the OU, despite the Belsky's what he holds, they insisted all the restaurants get the strainers on the sinks. My son was in Derech Chaim. In Derech Chaim, they followed a psak that you don't need it. My son's Ner Chaim. And then he got married, and he didn't get it. He said in his yeshiva, and they said it was mutas, so he didn't have it. So it was very awkward, because my sister would go to his house. And then I came to visit him, and I wouldn't drink the water. It was a problem, because the chicken, you cook, and this and that. So I went to the store, and I bought him filters. I said, just use the filters. No, people are going to come to your house. What are you creating? You're either being machshel them l'shita sam, or you're making it awkward for them, or they talk, you can't eat in your house. Go for for $2, you buy a filter. The flow of thought in the Chavis Halvav was that he was talking about an intellectual, that the Yetzirah will fight him on his battleground of asking intellectual questions and of making things like, if Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, how could it be that there's no artifacts in the Midbar, like archaeological questions, sociological questions, carbon dating? He'll fight him on his battleground. That was his point. That the intellectual will be fought by the Yetzirah on the battleground of ideas, on the battleground of Seichel. And the only way to combat him is to maintain the Seichel HaYashar, because it's really built on Sheker. And this is his Yesod in this whole Perek, that as difficult as it seems to fight the Yetzirah, because he's always... And he always picks himself up and comes back at you, but it's really very easy to chase him away. And that was his one of the telltale signs. He said that it's the Yetzirah, and it should make a warning signal in your head. Is if he's telling you to deviate from the Masorah. So even though he's coming at you with seemingly rational tainus, and we're taught to be rational. Despite Rabbi Shua, we're taught to be rational, and therefore it's a very powerful. And this is like, let's say a guy goes to college. I don't know now if it's enough. With biblical criticism, and this document and that document, and a riot that there were two Yeshayahu's, and some missionaries. That's already. That would be a good like if you would feel the missionaries or Jews for Jay. Are using that aspect, so then you see clearly what he says, that if you have a Seichel Yashar, then you see it's all Sheker and it's all Shtuyot. Right? But that's true on every level. That's true on the level of carbon dating also. I mean, assuming the world can't be more than 5,700, whatever it is, years old. I don't know why it can't. I don't want to get into that. No, I'm just saying.
Carbon dating is only good for a few hundred
years. Yeah, whatever. That's assuming that the world, Taka, is not more than 5,700 years old. I don't see why before Yom Shishi it couldn't be billions of years old. Nobody knows what was before Yom HaShishi. The Masorah of 5,700 whatever is only from Yom Shishi when Adam was created. It doesn't say anything about the days before. So you assume a day was the same as now. Okay, but that's only an assumption. It's not the Masorah.
So
the Masorah is only from that. Anyway.
So, from the regular.
So he says it's one of the telltale signs is if he, like we said, that. It'll take up the whole time now. Like we said, the Reform movement, so it started with wanting to take out Yom Kippur from davening. That was their first step. That's famous. Maybe it's not, it's so famous it's maybe not even true. It's like an apocryphal story. But that would be, they said it's an Aramis. And it doesn't apply anymore. Reshe Kala, there's no more Kala, there's no more Yarche Kala. There's no Reshe Kala. You don't even know what you're saying. Well, the Reshe Galva, if you know what you're saying, you wouldn't say it either. Well, the Reshe Galvasa, there's no more Resh Galusa. Well, the Dayana Dibava, there's no really Dayanim in the town anymore. And nobody knows that they're saying it's in Aramaic. No one talks Aramaic anymore. So you're saying it's still in Aramaic, no one knows what they're talking about, and it's inapplicable. Take it out of the davening. There's nothing not frum about that on its surface, but it was said by people who did not mean well. So the Chavis Halvavos, if he would have been there, would have said, and that's what he spends this whole rant on, is, that's a warning, that should raise warning signals in your head. They want to change the Siddur. They want to change the Siddur, they want to go away Miderech Avoseinu. So that should raise, and he has all the Pesukim. Then he says, if you want to change from Derech Avoseinu L'chumra, that's okay. That should not raise warning signals. And then we talked about the briskas with Kia Shofar, that, you know, that's the kind of dynamic that goes on. So, or Mahadrin bosses. So the way I understand what the Chavis Halevav is saying is that it could be argued on its merits one way or the other, but I think the Chavis Halevav would say that to just make as a point that if it was good enough for our grandfather, an Eretz Yisrael Dicker will say, if it was good enough for my grandfather, Gresham Chaim Sonnenfeld, then it's good enough for me, that is constantly a point. So I'm pointing out that it could be, according to the Chavis Halevav we're learning now, that's not a point. It's not a point. You should not accept that as an argument. We want to be machmir. They have their own gedarim. Every door, it's legitimate to make chumras. So how far does this go? You have to mean erlich. I'm saying if the brisket, I don't mean to attack the briskets. Not now, loser. If the fellas that blow the shofar like for 45 minutes after davening, and the chlami Hashem knows what's in their heart, if they mean to be condescending, and only we're mekayim the mitzvah, no one else is, and if that's their attitude, then it's taka wrong. That's not what the Chavis Halevav is talking about either. But if there's a sincere desire to be machmir, see, again, if someone will come to them and say, you're wrong in being machmir. The Shulchan Aruch paskens a certain way to blow shofar, and you're doing something wrong. You're going against the Shulchan Aruch. I think you raised that point. It's not really a chumrah. It's a kula because it's a deviation from the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, I meant to say there's a kula for someone else. Let's say they're blowing for 45 minutes and everyone's waiting to eat.
Right,
so they could be machmir on their back that they're hungry. It's already 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're right.
It's not Moruch he's talking about that case. You're right. But he's talking about just. I think Mahadran Bosses is the best marshal of what he's talking about. And I'm not even saying that it's correct that Mahadran Bosses. That's not my point. My point is the point that if our grandfathers didn't have it, so we don't have to have it, is not a point. That's what he's saying. Okay. And it's different than if you're going Lakula. Lakula should raise warning bells, warning signals, a red light. But Lechumra, no. Okay, and it's very fascinating. Okay, we're not going to learn anything new tonight. We're chazering what we learned last night. It's fascinating that he gives us an example of going that extra mile and doing something you're not absolutely mechuyev to do because you want to be machmir. He gives us an example, someone that learns Torah and also does chesed, which is like, what? I always thought you're mechuyev to do chesed. So that's what we said last night, that L'chayrit's talking about a scenario when you don't have to do the chesed. And then we said, you know, most of the time it's not, please don't misunderstand, most of the time it's not objectively obligatory to do the chesed. Chesed, I think most of the time, is like sort of a voluntary act. Because it's not so necessary. It's very hard to pin down to say, I mean, there could be cases. A guy saying, you know, the Torah's cases. You see a guy by the side of the road with a flat tire, and it's not a well-traveled road. You can't say someone else will help him. You know, so the Torah says you have to help him. Okay, so that Enochanami is an objective case. But, I don't know. But it's just fascinating to me that he picks Chesed as something that's Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, which is so weird. But maybe in most cases, Chesed is Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. You know, you don't really have to do it. I don't know, if someone says, I don't want to be someone.
Somebody has to do it.
What?
Somebody has to do it.
Yeah. But it depends, you know.
Someone has to do it.
I always tie an Achnosos Orchim. Achnosos Orchim involves a loss of privacy. Achnosos Orchim involves a loss of privacy. I had a raya when we learned Tanakh by Pilegesh Begiva. Achrozes Orchim is not the money involved. You know, you're giving him your extra room. It's really, it usually doesn't cost you anything. The cost of the food you're giving him, eh. I always tie it, it's the loss of privacy. It's my house. I want to relax. You know, I want to lean back in my easy chair. I can't now. There's someone like around. I don't feel comfortable. Yeah, if you ever have guests, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you can't belch after a meal. You have guests there. It's not nice. You know, it's your house. You wanna belch. So sometimes you decide, you know, a person says, you know, I have guests, and then I want to take a break. I don't want to have guests this month. I don't want to have any guests. I need to unwind. I need to relax. It's my house. I don't know if you can. Yeah, so Luyutsuya, someone just came from Ethiopia, and they mamas don't have a place to sleep, and because of your attitude, they're going to sleep in the street. I guess then the mamas have to take them in. But, you know, that doesn't happen very often. Anyway, but the Chaim HaTalmud is here, talks about chesed as l'fnei mishuras hadin. It's something to store away in your brain and, like, pull it out if you have to stump someone. If you have played Jewish Jeopardy, you know, and it comes up.
We also call it Doim HaShmi Eino Elokha, so...
Yeah, but that's like...
It's like... It's more you're right.
Yeah, but it's still... But that's the Agoda.
Right.
The Amr Echad Min HaChassidim, then he brings out a very interesting statement. He's talking about now, like he's segueing the segue. He's like, he's tangent, he's off on a tangent. He's already up to the tangent. And he says, so he's talking about doing the Thim Mishurus Hadin, going the extra mile, doing what you're not mechuyev to do. Now you're right, now he's talking about like why you should do it. On one end, he's saying you're not mechuyev to do it technically, but he's talking about how important it is to do. So now he makes another statement. Someone that doesn't go beyond the letter of the law is usually going to get messed up in the letter of the law too. I don't know what he means. It could be he means like it's very hard to draw the line. Like to stop at the cliff's edge. And say, you know, I'm only going to do what I'm mamash mechuyev to do. Because, you know, I don't know, it's hard to judge. So there's always gray areas. So if you're very rigid and you don't want to do an inch more than you're mechuyev to do, you're inevitably going to violate what you are mechuyev to do. That's what he says. He doesn't really explain why. It could be because of what it could be. I don't know. I see because... Because there's always gray areas. So if you're always makbid, so you'll bump into the gray area and you'll violate an obligation. The Ein HaNedavim is Kabelas El Al Achar Miloi Hachova, which is another amazing statement, very, very important statement. Don't be machmir till, we talked about this also, don't be machmir until you're doing what you're mechuyev to do. Like, don't make sure that you're on level one and then you're going to progress to level two. But if you're not careful about, if you're not careful about having enough schach, don't go building a chazanish sukkah. Right? Okay, we won't want to kiss the Shulchan Aruch again today. We'll just finish up here. The Ein Hanei Hirshalonu Ezos, Ba'av Chivunu, Chazal really urged us to do Lefnim Mishurus Hadin. It sounds funny. Because once they told you to do it, you say it's not l'fnei mishuras hadin anymore. but okay, they urge you to do it. Meisifim achol al kodesh. You do tosef Shabbos. You mekabel Shabbos early. V'snad v'spitzom. I don't know what he means. Maybe to fast Mondays and Thursdays. V'yom u'betfila. I don't know what he means. I have to look at the mefarshim. I didn't have a chance to. Does he mean davening extra? Then you're mechuyev to. Davening more, giving tzedakah, you should do more than you're mechuyev to do technically. Umanios ha-hagzama, don't even exaggerate, even if it's not a lie per se, but don't exaggerate. This is talking about siyogim, gedorim, mosoros min ha-ochel, ha-mutter, even if it's mutter tikafu, don't eat too much. The sirum of the shava b'shem Hashem, Yisroel Mabi Yisad there, Avol Bishanishma Bol Soda, you're telling the truth, still don't swear, the Shem Hashem, even though it's Mutter, Mala Baharbus Dvorim, don't talk so much, Avol Bishem Behem Sheker, you're not lying, Mala Haskin Yonni B'nei Adam, don't talk about people, Avol Bishem Behem Loshon Hara, Mala Havlik B'Shvach Adam, don't praise someone, overly praise him, Avol Bishu Roilo, Mala Hagzim Bignus, the Zilzul Osum Shainam Makaivim Cholvosam, don't talk against people who do wrong things. Avol Bishem Ruyim Lakach. These are all Gedorim and Siogim that a person takes on himself, even though it's Mashmash Lachaydus Halvavus, it's technically Mutter. It would be interesting to know in Hilchos Lashon Hara, what is he talking about? Why is the Mutter to talk Lashon Hara on these people? Rakoponim is saying, you do the thin Bishurus Hadim.